بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Dear brothers and sisters in faith all around the world, Assalamu alaikum and welcome to yet another edition from series of Quran and Today's Life. As you might have already been following this series of shows, we are trying to discuss and have a sort of thematic exegesis of the Holy Quran. In our recent shows, we started talking about the life of the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad. If you remember, we have been talking about the entrance of the Holy Prophet to the city of Medina and different, in fact, contraction that he had with different groups of the people. But yes. Before going deep into the topic, I'd like to ask you to give us and portray for us a scene from the social environment of that time. In fact, right after Prophet's entrance into the Medina, how many groups were active there? I mean, how many tribes were active? We have already talked about Muhajirin and Ansar, yes. But other groups which were active and different kind of confrontation that the Holy Prophet had with these, in fact, various groups. We are waiting to have a scene from the social environment of that.
It was said that the Prophet, when the Prophet arrived in Yathrib or Medina, there were different groups in Medina.
Yeah.
Different tribes of Arabs, especially the tribes of Aus and Khazraj, and of course Jews, Christians, and of course the newcomers, new Muslims that immigrated from Mecca to Medina.
True.
So one of the efforts of the Prophet was to unite these two groups with these different groups with each other. For example, the Holy Prophet united the Aus and Khazraj mm-hmm. with each other. And it's very
difficult to unite them?
No, it's you have to pay attention that these two groups were locked up in a war against each other for
many years.
Yes, several generations even.
Okay.
So after that, when the Prophet came to Medina, make them united with each other.
Gotcha.
And the other efforts that the Holy Prophet did in Medina, he united Muhajirin and Ansar,
mm-hmm.
the inhabitants of Medina and the immigrants
yeah.
Of Mecca. The Holy Prophet make them brothers mm-hmm. with each
other. So there is a difference between, the kind of, let's say, unity which was between Muhajirin and Ansar, and also between Aus and Khazraj. Because they were, I think, if I'm not mistaken, atheists, and these two groups, Muhajirin and Ansar, were Muslims. Is it?
No. You know, the Aus and Khazraj, they little by little became Muslims.
Mm-hmm.
Even before migration of the Prophet,
you know, it Muslim.
Was said that some groups of them met Prophet in pilgrimage in mm-hmm. Mecca,
yeah.
and they became Muslim.
So we're among the Ansar. So they are known as Ansar.
Yes,
they?
You know, this is different conflicts in different conflicts happened before migration of the Prophet.
Very
you
true.
Know, they Aus and Khazraj were in a fight for different generations, despite those Muslims that arrived in
okay.
Medina.
Yeah.
So, and the other efforts, I want to say a little about the social situation of Medina. The social situation of Medina was so different from Mecca.
Yeah.
For example, the economic situation of Medina was based on agriculture and,
mm-hmm.
On lands.
Mm-hmm. How about in Mecca?
Mecca was based on business, mm-hmm. you know, different businesses because as you know, the Mecca has a kind of has got many mountains around, and
so no fertile can be
lands.
That.
Yes,
that's true.
And of course, after the migration of the Prophet, you know, there was no such obstacles that Prophet had in Mecca, in here in Medina.
Yeah.
And in Mecca, the Prophet was just a religious leader. But in Medina, he was both political
and
religious leader.
Yeah,
because, you know, he could have many treaties between these different groups.
Yeah.
He could have made these treaties between them. And one of the most important treaty that Prophet made in Medina was the constitution of Medina.
Okay.
Between these different groups. And the Prophet, by this constitution, Prophet respected the rights of all these groups.
www.byislam.com